Nation. Hey. What's up? You guys got today?
The MTV TV and Movie Awards were last night, and we're going to run down the winners, and we're going to find out who had a slimy speech.
Ooh. And my darling niece, honey, Portia is back, honey, and we have so much tea to sip, so stay tuned.
Now, Gary, settle down. Now, later on, we're also going to get into thirst trapping with our girl, Sherry, and Headcrack is out, but later on, Frank and Heidi will be joining us a little bit later, but first up, Brett, what you got?
Well, y'all, it looks like there's drama surrounding the late, great Kobe Bryant and his wife, Vanessa. So on Saturday, Kobe was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, and during Vanessa's acceptance speech, she thanked Kobe's parents and claims she invited them to the event. Well, y'all, ex-NBA star Matt Barnes' baby mother and friend of Kobe's parents is blasting Vanessa. She claims that Vanessa is lying and that she never invited his parents. Vanessa also claims his parents were informed by a third party about the ceremony and were told to purchase their tickets and pay their own airfare and accommodations.
That's low down, honey.
Portia, do you think Anansa should have just kept her mouth shut and didn't speak out, like, about the parents?
My guess is they're handling behind closed doors with Vanessa, because I'm sure they love and care about her, and they're trying to get it cleared up.
Well, moving on, the 2021 MTV Movie and TV Awards took place last night with Leslie Jones hosting and my homie Snoop Dogg on the turntables DJing. Ooh. It was definitely lit with some winners, with some actually really big winners. The late, great Chadwick Boseman got Best Performance for his role on Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And and Scarlett Johansson walked away with the Generation Award, but it was her husband, actor Colin Jost, who ended the night with a bang. Take a look.
Culmination of 10 years of work and one of the greatest...
What would you guys do if somebody did this to you? What would you do, like your significant other or a family member, while you were receiving an award? What would you do if you were slimed?
Okay, first of all, as a black woman, you know good and damn well, if you were a black woman, you don't pour it on her hair. Right. Absolutely not.
That's true. Right. I was about to say, I'd be okay with being slimed as long as it's from the neck down.
Not the face. Don't do nothing in my face and nothing in my hair.
Not in my face or my hair.
The best slime is in the face, honey. I mean, I love it when you get slime in the face. I mean,
Gary, how many times have you been slimed?
Oh, God. Okay. That's nasty.
Well, we have to welcome back Portia. You have been gone for a week, and the streets have been talking, darling. So, okay, after you revealed that you've been dating your now fiancé, Simon G, on Instagram, like all of us, Andy Cohen was asked his thoughts when the news dropped, and he responded, I think it's wild. He said, I think it's wild. I'm staying tuned. I can't wait to find out more. So he was being all coy. So, you know, Portia's back. What y'all got to say, y'all?
I'm glad she's back for one thing, honey. And I just love, honey, that big old ice cube that she went on her finger, honey. You know how we do it, baby.
And I just did my ancestry test, and it comes out that I'm 22% African. Who knew that I had a chance? I didn't even know I had a chance, y'all. I had a chance.
You should have told me, Julie.
You still don't have a chance.
But Portia, you got all them carrots, and I'm hungry as a bitch. I was like, ooh, I want to eat some of them carrots too.
Ooh.
Congratulations, Mama.
Thank you, Portia. You gotta spill the tea.
Come on, Mama.
First, I want to thank you all for being so supportive. I love you guys. Thank you for all the congratulations.
We love you,
and
man.
Thank you. We got engaged the Thursday before Mother's Day, and it was just special. It was very, very special. I have dropped the picture. I didn't think anything of it because it was such a moment. Honestly, for real, myself, and Simon, my fiance, were sitting there, and it was such a magical moment of just being grown adults and being mature and wanting to do the best thing that I was like, let's seal this moment with a picture. And then we posted it, and then I woke up and I was like, wait, what's happening? Why is everybody going crazy?
Well, let me tell you something. When I looked looked at your picture, I said, I'm doing Mother's Day all wrong. I went to Denny's with my son.
God is good. God is good. You know, I know it seems fast to everybody else, but, you know, I've been waiting for a love like this, and God answered my prayers, and he's here. And I wasn't going to deny it when it was smacking me dead in my face. And so I'm happy. I'm happy.
Ask Simon if it's any more Nigerian loves like that.
Girl, God.
Just ask for a friend.
You're going to have to pick for yourself when you come to the wedding, okay?
Well, got my little invite.
So now, Portia, now you posted a photo, honey, wearing this tight, beautiful red bodysuit, baby, with that big old fat ring on your finger. Like,
I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant. Is that what you were, Gary? I am not pregnant.
Are you pregnant? Okay.
This
are
is not
pregnant?
A shotgun wedding. No, no I'm not.
Yay, Portia.
Okay.
Portia's baby report. Yay,
no!
Portia's pregnant. Are you pregnant? No.
No.
So moving on, y'all. Now, everybody's out here, baby, thirst trapping. Even our beloved, honey, Miss Sherry Shepard. Now, honey, so Sherry, don't y'all act like y'all didn't see that doggone picture of Sherry, baby, posted on social media in the fire engine, red bodysuit, baby. And this girl was clutching on to the last man, baby. So now listen, now, y'all. Listen to her caption. This is what she said, y'all. Dark chocolate will always, honey, make my sugar spike. Now, Sherry, girl, is there something that you need to tell us? Because what kind of life are you living, baby, outside of this?
You know, this was my little cougar moment with Brandon Anthony. He's a model. He's a really close friend. And I was doing my shots. That was my goal weight. Y'all know I was trying to get into this bodysuit and you know, my healthy living and changing my life. So,
congrats,
yes, that was my...
Sherry,
thank you, girl.
Congrats.
So I got into the bodysuit, and my friend was around. And I said, come on, get between my legs, young one.
Oh.
And so he did.
Oh,
and everything.
Wow.
Sherry, who the hell is that?
True, what you will understand is when women get a certain age, honey, and they still look like this, honey, they looking bad like this, any man that could be something is called a friend, okay? Well, if he don't put a ring on it, they call a friend. That's auntie friend.
Right.
That's right.
All right, y'all, it's time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Heidi, I hear you have some great info for people looking for a job.
That's right. And remember, if you're looking for a job, ZipRecruiter can help. Frank, you remember those days of job hunting?
Oh boy, do I. And I recall it being quite stressful, and then the time it takes to search for a job, it felt like you had another job looking for a job.
That's true. I would start stress eating. My eyes would be burning from just constantly staring at a computer.
My gosh, you've been searching for a job?
Yes! ZipRecruiter, get me out of here! But the thing is, too, in the old days of looking for a job, and then you were waiting to hear back, and you would hear nothing. It's just crickets.
Probably felt like your prom date, huh?
Move on.
ZipRecruiter knows that the general experience of looking for a job is pretty sucky, and that's why they figured out a way to make it less sucky.
That's true. And when you sign up at ZipRecruiter.com, you can create a free profile, then you get matched to great jobs, plus a whole lot more. So ZipRecruiter will proactively pitch your profile to employers whose jobs match your experience.
And unlike other job sites, when a person from the company really likes you and what they see, they can personally invite you to apply for their job. It's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job site in the U.S.
So sign up for free. Again, absolutely free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com today. Experience the better way to find a job. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com right now to sign up. Again, I have to reiterate, it is absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you.
So happy job hunting, and stay right there because we have more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. I'm so excited. Hey!
What?
Because
what is happening?
It looks like Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly have called it quits. Woo!
Oh no!
Now, are you happy about that?
I'm very, very happy. Michael B. Jordan, but they've never publicly confirmed their relationship, but it seems like they were very serious after less than a year together. So serious that Trevor bought a mansion for it. Let me tell you. You ready for this?
Yes.
$27.5 million.
Wow.
That's a big house.
Oh, wow. It would have been plenty of space for a family, but it looks like Trevor will be holding the fort down by himself. Portia, this is a big place. Do you think there's such a thing as a house too big for a man who's on the market?
Hell no. A house that costs $27 million, I feel like that thing probably come with some concubines, the wives included, okay?
Okay.
No, he knew what he was doing. He got rid of her so he could live his best life. That's what he was doing.
So, Sherry, would you consider honey moving in with Trevor, baby? Now, remember now, Sherry, this man, he's 37 years old, and he has this
of course
house,
she would.
And it only has six bedrooms.
That's a dumb question.
So,
yes, she would.
That's a dumb question.
Okay, first of all, Brent, I already know what I'm going to say. First of all, it's got a room for Jeffrey. We don't even have to be bothered. Trevor don't have to be bothered with me. I got a room to hot flash in. There's a lot of rooms. We can come together with Trevor Noah, because there are Monday and Tuesdays I can be the Energizer Bunny. Then you can put me off to the side and bring in your concubines. I'm good in a $27 million home, okay?
I hate to bust your bust bubble, Sherry, though, girl, but he should move Kim Kardashian, and she's more of his flavor. As you can see, Minka looks more like Kim than you, and she has a lot of children, so I think she would do great.
Kim Kardashian was Trevor Noah dry. I'm too tired to Trevor Noah dry. Okay?
No, you're not, girl. We have heard about your skills on this show, okay? You spoke for yourself.
Well, y'all, they say what doesn't come out in the wash comes out in the rinse, but not in this case. A Southern California woman claims she won $26 million with a lottery ticket.
Hallelujah.
Wow. She left the ticket in her pants, y'all, when she did the laundry.
Damn.
Oh, my God. So the ticket was purchased 6 months ago at an AMPM in Norwalk, California.
Man.
The AMPM says they have surveillance footage of the woman in the store, but the video is inadmissible because it doesn't prove which ticket the woman bought.
Wow.
Now, Gary, do you believe this lady, Gary?
Yeah, I believe.
The baby wants the ticket. The baby got the ticket.
I believe the woman because, honey, she has no reason to lie.
But if all you got to do is say, I left the ticket in the laundry, I would be saying I left the ticket in the laundry. Everybody would.
Sherry, what? But, you know, I don't know about y'all, but when you buy a ticket, I don't know if y'all have bought tickets before, but when you buy a ticket, it says the time at the top when that number came through, whatever your stamp is. So if they have a camera, don't they have a time stamp of when she paid for her product, paid for the ticket, and the time that that winning ticket was issued? Like, come on now, she need a better damn attorney.
6 months later, though, y'all, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
You just realizing you can't find that ticket?
Yeah.
She's been in a coma.
Right.
Y'all, she been comatose. When you fall the f*** out, when you fall out if you thought you lost your ticket too, she just
That would last a week, and then I would go get my money. Okay, you must not be in need of it that bad.
All right, y'all, coming up, we've got an unexpected thirst trap with an even more unexpected response.
Ooh.
You don't want to miss this. Come right on back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, there's nothing better than watching two hot blondes have a smashing good time.
Ooh,
I'm talking about Paris Hilton and Bebe Rexha.
Ooh.
They linked up to release some tension and to promote Bebe's new album, Better Mistakes. The duo got glammed up and took a little trip to the Break Room, L.A., where they busted a lot of
Love it. Heidi and Sherry, if you two were smashing stuff, what would you guys be screaming while you were smashing?
Take all my damn money. You motherfucker, I'm get you. Yeah, I got your ass. I got your money. Sorry.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right. I think we triggered Sherry. Okay.
Woo! Yeah, it's a little triggery. All right, you guys. Since we're all excited and energy level is up, I think it's time to do one of our favorite things. Mm. It's time for Well, listen, up first. Now, I think this is a name we are not expecting to see in Thirst Trapping with the Stars. We're going to start with Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill?
Wow. Okay, Jonah.
He's breaking the internet. The actor posted a picture of himself dressed down in a baby blue shirt, rocking white shades, giving little sexy lip separation. And a little chest hair. With the caption, blue is the warmest color. I'm sure some people find him attractive, especially his friend Channing Tatum, apparently. 21 Jump Street co-star Channing Tatum made a little thirsty comment. He posted, you are so hot. Call me by your name all day, Jonah.
You like
that? So was it a thirst trap? Did you? I mean, for me, it's not really.
Not moving your uterus, Cher?
No, not at all. My uterus is right in place, Chewy. It's okay. Not jumping at all. Well, all right. Serena Shake is serving some mama energy on her latest Instagram. Gorgeous. The model posted a topless pic cradling her Coco and Chanel's with the caption, "Hello." Now, is this picture making you guys purr, Chewy and Frank?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's making me purr and meow.
All right, guys, we have got to give props to our girl Heidi Hamilton. Heidi has been selected as one of the most influential women in radio. Heidi, we congratulate you. Heidi.
I don't know anybody who's more deserving of something like this. Heidi, you are a phenomenal talent, but you know what? You're an even better human being.
Absolutely.
And it's an honor to work with you every single day, and I hope the universe continues to just bless you with all the gifts. You're amazing.
Thank you, Chewy. You're amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, now, I can think of several people who probably should have been getting it.
And then he ruined the
didn't even
beautiful
get mentioned
moment.
In the sentence. But congratulations, Heidi. I'm sure this means you're going to, you know, very soon have the Heidi Hamilton show. Ellen's leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Ellen's leaving. Heidi's coming.
That's right, Heidi.
Way cheaper.
Okay. All right, coming up, did the movie company Universal do something that left Laverne Cox speechless? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
All right, you guys, A Promising Young Woman was a hit movie last year, and so, of course, really that great. Means it goes out to other countries, and that also means that that movie has to be dubbed in those other countries' languages.
Right.
Well, in the Italian version, Universal dubbed Laverne Cox's lines using a male actor's voice.
Wow.
Of course, Universal apologized for the mistake, and now they're redubbing Laverne with a female voice, because she is, in fact, a female.
Do you think they heard, like, Laverne Cox's voice and they just thought, I don't know. No excuse. Oh. I can't even picture why they would do it.
No defending that.
Chewy, I love it when you speak Spanish. So look, how about we have some fun? Let's have some fun because I love your Spanish, Chewy. All right, so Frank, I want you to mouth some words, and then Chewy, I want you to dub Frank's voice in Spanish, okay?
Awesome. Ooh. I can do that.
All right.
Oh.
3, 2, 1, action.
No puedo creer que sigo trabajando con Heidi hace 20 años. Dios mío. Las mujeres locas son muy, muy sexy. Oh, sí.
what did he say? What did Frank say?
Heidi, me traes una cerveza, por favor. Gracias.
Now that I do know.
Cerveza.
That's what he said.
That was really good. End scene.
Wait,
I even hate you in Spanish.
What?
When I hear something, when I hear it, what's supposed to be my voice, and it's a German lady, and she's singing, because you know my voice is just very different, and it's very harsh and guttural, and it's just the weird.
Frank mouthed your voice the entire time. It was very weird.
I nailed it.
Frank!
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.